Good morning. Friends, I am so thankful to be here today. I am always thankful to be here with you. But today, for the first time in like a year and a half, I have friends sitting in the audience who I usually see on Sunday mornings. Phoebe and Philip, I am so happy that you are here with us. And I might put you on the spot with a question or two during our children's time this morning. So in advance, I appreciate your help, and I am so excited that you're here with us. Okay, so in our scripture today, we see Jesus do something that we don't expect to see from him. One of the first things that the scripture tells us is that Jesus is hungry. When we hear that Jesus is hungry, what does that remind us about Jesus? That he's human. Yeah, he's just like us. Here on earth, he got hungry. And he sees that fig tree full of leaves. So when you see a fruit tree full of leaves, you'd usually expect to find some fruit there. But when Jesus got closer, he saw that there was nothing there. You know, my daughter's name is Bethany. And for a long time, she wasn't very happy with me. Because a lot of the time we hear the name Bethany, we think of the town in the Bible, and we also think of figs. A lot of times people think Bethany means house of figs. And I think the only time that I can get Bethany to eat a fig is in a Fig Newton cookie with lots of sugar to make it taste better. But here in our story, Jesus is hoping to find some figs because he's hungry. But when he doesn't see anything, he gets a little upset. You know, there used to be a commercial on TV. And they would sing this little song. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Friends, I want you to think of what one of your favorite things to eat is. It can be a sweet treat like a Klondike bar or ice cream. Or maybe it's something more savory, like some pasta or pancit or chicken. What do you think? What's one of your favorite things to eat? What is it, Philip? Chicken? Chicken. All right, Philip, I have some chicken up here. What would you do to have some of that chicken? Would you say the alphabet backwards? Would you run two laps around the church? All right. Now think, say you hadn't eaten in like 2 days. Might you be willing to do something more challenging to get some of that chicken? Phoebe, might you be willing to sing a solo up in front of church? Or help Pastor Stacy give the sermon? When we're hungry, we do things that are a little more challenging to us, or maybe are a little more unexpected. And with Jesus being all hungry today, he does something unexpected. And he curses that fig tree. He says, no more fruit from you ever again. And that's where our scripture that we shared in church today ends. But if we read a little bit further in that chapter of Mark, we see that the disciples pass by that tree again. And when they look and see it, not only is there no fruit, but all of its branches have withered and fallen. No more green leaves. That tree is not doing its job. The one purpose that a fig tree has is producing fruit and nourishing people. When they see it withered, that's where the lesson from Jesus comes in. That fig tree wasn't doing its job. It wasn't living up to its purpose. and producing fruit for people to eat. And just like that tree, some of the people who were there with Jesus weren't doing their job. Our purpose, our job as Christians and people who follow what God teaches us, is to show love and mercy and kindness to all of God's people. No matter what we look like on the outside, no matter how many times we watch church online or come and sit in the pews, if we're not responding to the gift of God's love, then we aren't doing our job. That's the lesson that we have in learning about this fig tree and what Jesus did. We need to produce fruit. We need to show love and kindness and mercy to all of God's people here on earth. Will you pray with me? Father God, help us to be true disciples. Help us to walk in the way that Jesus showed us. Help us to show loving kindness and mercy to everyone we meet. And help us to share the good news of the love and sacrifice that Jesus did for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.